Tricks to remember the difference between affect and effect. One trick that people use to remember the difference between affect and effect is the acronym RAVEN. R, remember. A, effect is a. V, verb while. E, effort is a. N, noun. Naturally, this trick is not without fault. As mentioned above, effect is not always a verb, and effect is not always a noun. That said, you can expect RAVEN to work in most situations. Effect only functions as a noun in certain medical or psychiatric contexts, while effect is a less common replacement for accomplish as a verb. The most common example of effect as a verb is to effect change. Pronouncing affect versus effect. Though Americans and many other native English speakers pronounce them the same, some people choose to emphasize the first syllable to show which word they are using. For example, most native English speakers use a U sound, like in the word cup, for the first syllable of both affect and effect. Alternatively, you can use an A sound, like in the word cat, for affect, and an E sound, like in the word pet, for effect. In some cases, you might even hear someone using the long EE sound, like in the word meat, at the beginning of effect, though this is less common. Listening to how the word is pronounced can help you distinguish between affect and effect in spoken English. If you use different pronunciations for each word when you speak, it can even help you remember their differences. Generally speaking, you can remember that you need to use an A sound when it's a verb and an E sound when it's a noun. Stressing the first syllable can also help you remember, though it may sound a little unnatural. Conclusion. Differentiating between affect and effect is relatively simple in most cases. Fortunately, there are various ways to remember their most common differences. However, it gets more complex when these words are used in less common ways. As a result, you'll simply have to memorize their varied meanings. Nonetheless, if you study the definitions and examples above, you'll be using affect and effect correctly with ease. We hope you found this overview of affect versus effect useful. As always, for all things English conversation, grammar, or job related, visit the Magoosh Speaking Block.